The appearance of stripe rust adds insult to injury to this year's wheat crop, but Kansas growers should scout fields and have their management strategy ready for this yield and quality limiting disease. Stripe rust has now been detected in 35 Kansas counties, according to Wheat Ag Pest Monitor. While most of these observations have been at low or trace levels, the K-State Agronomy e-update issued on May 2, 2024, noted, "Up until this point, the disease has largely been limited by lack of moisture. Scattered showers across the state over the weekend and into the start of the week have reduced that limiting factor. Since the e-update was published on May 2nd, the risk of severe disease has elevated in north central and northwest Kansas," said Kelsey Anderson Onofre, K-State Assistant Professor of Plant Pathology. "Stripe rust develops in cool, humid weather with rapid disease development between 50 and 60 degrees. The disease slows when nighttime temperatures are above 68 degrees or daytime temperatures have highs above 80 degrees for several days. Stripe rust shows as yellow or orange blister-like lesions arranged in stripes on the plant's leaves. Timing is important as stripe rust has the highest impact on yield and quality when the crop is still in the flowering or early kernel filling stages of development. Stripe rust on the upper leaves or flag leaf are of particular concern. In south and south central Kansas, the wheat crop has progressed past the optimal window for a fungicide application. According to K-State, the risk of yield loss from stripe rust decreases when the disease is spotted in fields already in the doe stages of grain development. In northwest and north central Kansas, however, the crop is further behind and more vulnerable. In addition to limiting yield, Onofre noted that K-State research has seen a 3-9% decrease in test weight in susceptible varieties under high stripe rust disease pressure, varying between wheat varieties and environments. This impact is important for end-use quality as test weight provides an initial indicator of quality and works as a rough estimate of potential flower yield. While detrimental to yield and quality, producers can effectively treat stripe rust with foliar fungicides, particularly if applied at early growth stages. According to the e-update, K-State research demonstrates that if stripe rust is detected on flag leaves at the heading growth stage, there is a 90% chance your fungicide application will pay off. This is a year when scouting will be critical. Producers should also pay close attention to labels and information on the pre-harvest intervals for the preferred fungicides. K-State also has resources available on most common fungicides. Keep track of the latest recommendations from K-State for wheat producers at eupdate.agronomy.ksu.edu. For Kansas Wheat, I'm Amelia Schatz.